Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Connect directly to IT contractors globally on the only dedicated subscription-based platform, Tech Finder. That's Finder with a Y.
The Irish Times leads this morning with Stormont. Johnson in Belfast to meet executive is the headline there. And ahead of that meeting, the British Prime Minister has said that the next decade will be an incredible time of opportunity for Northern Ireland. Now, Boris Johnson is going to carry out a visit to Stormont today. It's 3 years, of course, after the collapse of power sharing institutions in the north. And Boris Johnson is going to meet with the DUP First Minister, Arlene Foster, the Sinn Féin Deputy First Minister, Michelle O'Neill, and also the newly appointed ministers as the Executive and Assembly begin the work of running Northern Ireland again. Of course, it recommenced over the course of the weekend. But one of the first priorities of the Executive, as Boris Johnson said last night, will be to set up and to start health work. Workers and industrial to also try and settle the health workers and industrial action and tackling the health crisis there. The Prime Minister said that he will look forward to meeting the new executive and hearing about its plans for the future, including driving forward much needed reforms to public services and also resolving the current health strike. There's more on that story in the front page analysis as well of the Irish Times today. And it is the election, though, that's dominating the other front pages of the broadsheets this morning. It's the story on in the Irish Examiner, their headline, Varadkar has made a decision on election date. Varadkar to pin election hopes on Brexit boost is the Irish Times. And also the Independent leading with that story as well. This morning, Leo Varadkar poised to call an early election this week in a bid to try and capitalise on the success of Brexit negotiations. Senior Fine Gael figures have predicted Leo Varadkar will dissolve the Dáil by Thursday at the latest, with a view to then going to the polls as early as the 7th of February. We'll actually have more coming up on this story here on Breakfast Briefing at around 10 minutes time. The Irish Examiner's lead story this morning, though, ruling slashes use of spying powers. This is the paper's security correspondent Cormac O'Keefe writing this morning that the use of a controversial spying power by law enforcement agencies has dropped sharply, and it's since a landmark ruling that Irish legislation breached EU law. But one legal authority expressed concern. The powers are still being used to a significant extent despite the ruling, and TJ McIntyre, who's an Associate Professor of Law at UCD, said the exercise of the powers is in breach of both the High Court judgment of December 2018 and also previous European Court rulings. Now, figures provided by the Department of Justice to the Irish Examiner that are detailed on the front of the paper this morning indicate a projected 60% drop in the use of the communication, it's the Retention of Data Act 2011, by the end of this year by comparison to 2018. And the info shows about 4,200 disclosures of communication data in 2019 by comparison to 13,000 in all of 2018. There's more analysis of that story inside the Irish Examiner too today. Just a quick look though at the tabloids this morning, The Star and The Herald, both leading with details of a drowning incident that happened in County Clare yesterday. Family's heartache is the headline. Dad dies in second drowning horror. And The Herald also telling us sea tragedy 2 years after son died. The Sun leading this morning with details of an assault in Waterford over the weekend. And The Mirror and The Daily Mail both leading with the general election or the predicted date of the election. But to some of the other stories that you'll be talking about today, the weather. Front page of the Irish Independent. You heard it in the news bulletin at the top of the programme. Met Éireann has issued a status orange weather alert. Now, it's for the entire country. This is due to Storm Brendan hitting today. Rush hour commuters, you're being told to be cautious, basically, this morning. Widespread flooding. There's going to be gusts of up to 130 kilometres per hour, likely in parts of the country. This orange wind warning, it's in place for Connacht, Donegal, Kerry. It came in at 5 this morning. It'll be here till 11 tonight. The same warning covers Leinster, Cavan, Monaghan, Clare, Cork, Limerick, Tipperary and Waterford. That'll get underway at 8 o'clock this morning and last till about 3. But Met Éireann forecasters say there's a significant risk of flooding along the coastlines due to the dangerous combination of high spring tides and a storm surge. The local authorities in Galway and Dublin have been preparing since yesterday for this. They're erecting flood defences and response crews are on standby as well. Storm Brendan due to make landfall on the Atlantic coast about an hour ago, 5 o'clock this morning. There's more on that story in all of the papers today. We will keep you posted here as developments unfold throughout the course of the day. The other story, Harry and Meghan, they're back. They're on the front of all of the British papers this morning. The Metro and The Sun leading with the expected Sandringham summit between royals to discuss the future of the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. The Daily Telegraph reports this morning that the Queen fears the couple will go public with damaging accusations about the royal family if today's meeting goes bad. Page 3 of the Irish Independent tells us royals left in turmoil amid today's crunch talks with the Queen. Prince Harry is going to come face to face with Queen Elizabeth today, really with Buckingham Palace fearing that he and Meghan could go public with these alleged damning accusations about the royal family if they don't get what they want. Titles, tax, security among the issues that are going to be on the table with the Queen today. And also fears, the palace fearing that Harry will set up a tell-all televised interview if plans go badly. Well, that's what we need. That's exactly what we need, isn't it? A tell-all interview. Anyway, more on that story in the inside of all of the papers today. The other story, though, that caught my eye, particularly if you're in Dublin, we want to hear from you this morning. It's the College Green Plaza, fresh application to be made. This is the application for Dublin City's flagship, the traffic-free civic plaza, College Green. It's going to be submitted early this year. Dublin City Council, the Chief Executive, Owen Keegan, has confirmed. Now, on Bord Planola back in November 2018, rejected the council's plans for a pedestrian and cycle plaza scheme, and it was due to concerns about the significantly negative impacts it would have on bus transport and other traffic in the city. But Owen Keegan said that he was confident the new application would be approved by the board, even though it would still require buses to be banned from crossing College Green to access Dame Street. And the council has been preparing plans for the plaza since 2015 and has said the creation of the traffic-free space was essential to the smooth running of the Lewis Green Line, and that it began operations, of course, through the city centre. That did begin operations through the city centre 2 years ago. We want to hear from you this morning. Is it a good idea? You can let us know on 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. Also, interesting story in the front of the Examiner as well today. It's the first co-housing project underway. This is where residents repay one common loan on, and they own shares in an estate. It's underway in County Wicklow. It's called the Common Ground Co-Housing. It's a group of people who've come together to form a company, effectively, to locate a site, access funding in order to build a community of 25 individual homes, as well as a common house with gardens and allotments. And they're effectively replicating this successful project. It was called the Lilac. It's a low-impact living affordable community. It was in Leeds in England, where 20 people currently live, and the homes that were built in 2012 and 2013 and land are managed by residents through what's known as a mutual home ownership society, a